Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap-Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the human form of coffee, Haley Strong.
I feel like I'm, you know, floating along in space with no gravity and just ready to get my suitcases taken away.
Ooh, yes. It was not what we were expecting for that date at all. Did this feel like the first real episode of the season? We had an actual
real
ceremony?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, no, I was honestly like looking forward to the episode as well.
Mm-hmm. I felt like it was really fast paced.
It was, yeah, I couldn't watch it last night, so I was kind of like trying for the first time to avoid any spoilers of like what happened on the episode. Usually I'm just like, whatever, I don't care. But just on the episode, not on the whole season.
Oh,
like
yeah. We avoid that.
Yeah, I avoid spoilers of things that haven't happened yet, but like if I don't watch an episode at certain day and I watch it the next day, well, I'm not gonna get mad if I see somebody got home. Like, it's my bad because I can't stay off Twitter.
Right.
So we are still a spoiler free podcast.
Yes. Let's start out with a few Bachelor Nation news stories, couple engagements. One was a little bit ago, but I don't know if that we covered it last time. Becca Martinez got engaged to her long term boyfriend and father of her two children, Grayston. And then
I'm glad for them. Yeah. I believe he proposed before, but she had just had the baby kind of thing. And she was not ready to say that. Like, she was just kind of like, well, I feel like you're just proposing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now they're just like a very cute couple and happy for them. Jed Wyatt also got engaged to his girlfriend, Ellen.
Have you seen these photos? Because I texted you about it and you seem surprised. Have you seen the photos?
I saw one, whatever he posted.
She looks like Hannah Brown.
Oh, really?
At least that side photo, it where you can't see her face.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, she just looks like Hannah Brown.
Like, her hair.
Yeah.
You can't see her face. That is so funny.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting for the music video to come out that, you know, he coordinated with this proposal. There's got to be some catch here.
Like a knockoff Lauren Lane kind of thing.
Right, exactly. Like, hey, that's a great idea Chris Lane had. Yeah. But yeah, good for him, I guess. Like, he's not one of our favorites, but, you know, moving.
We wish him well.
Exactly.
Good luck. Happy trails to you, my friend.
Yes. And I also saw that Tia announced that she is having a boy. So they did one of those reveals. And then did you hear anything about the, like, Katie Thurston and Nick Viall sort of feuding? Because she said it's like a kind of fringe, but it like got picked up by different Bachelor Nation podcasts because she did a TikTok saying that she blocked him from her phone. Then he and his girlfriend released text messages she sent, but there's nothing like strange in the text messages. But then Blake Horseman,
that's so weird.
Yeah, Blake Horseman came in saying like, oh, Nick has, you know, criticized me nonstop for releasing text messages, then he'll go and do this, like this has to be a joke. So it's kind of interesting drama. I think it's just among those people. But
like, is Nick Viall not too old for that kind of stuff?
Exactly. But his girlfriend is not, so
I guess so.
Yeah. Yes, so I think that's it. So let's get into this episode.
Let's get into it.
Okay, it's a rainy, set the stage, it's raining in Los Angeles. They cannot,
for the first time ever.
Right, it's just pouring. So we see the two women back at their villa, and they're upset because they're going to have a pool party, and they have to plot and decide how else can we get the guys to show us their six packs. So what was your thought process on this, like, change of plans? What do you think was, like, in the works? Do you think the pool party was, like, a last minute?
I think it was a last minute thing, but I don't think it was, like, a group date. Like, I don't think it was trying to replace a group date. Or actually, I think timeline-wise, it actually did replace a group date. But I think it was, like, what can we throw together last minute to have these girls be able to talk to everyone they want to talk to?
Right. So maybe they usually do have a pool party kind of early on. But now we saw these scenes. Like, it was pretty alarming to see that many guys, like, in the kitchen and throughout
the
mansion.
It was, like, unsettling. Like, yeah. I don't want to be around that many only men.
It seemed, like, against fire codes. It was just not, yeah.
You know, what's funny, Amy, is that, you know, I've worked in hospitality for a long time, and, you know, I was doing some stuff and talking to people often, and, you know, often I would have to tell people something was sold out. And then be like, well, why? I'm like, we just don't have any more space. And they're like, well, are COVID restrictions still in place? Like, COVID restrictions are over. And it's like fire code exists.
Right.
And it has for a while.
Yeah.
Like, do There's you really want to stuff 1,000 people into this building? Because I can assure you, you do not.
Right. People just forget all sort of, like, whatever happened before COVID.
Everyone, including me's brain has turned to absolute goop. Like, there's no other way around it. We're all goop heads now.
Exactly. What did you think of what they came up with to sort of make it, like, almost like a second night of limo entrances, where it was a pageant, more like a talent show that they had to wear Speedos?
I mean, it was like, it felt very thrown together. I would have preferred a pool party, obviously. Like, you know, that couldn't have happened. I don't know what else they could have done in place of this, but it just was a little weird. And I felt like we didn't actually, like, get any, like, content from the guys. Like,
they,
you know, that you could use
a lot of them.
Yeah. Or, like, that you could use to be like, oh, yeah, I do see this person being somebody I would want to continue to get to know.
Right, because they start out with Logan, and we got to see his questions, his talent of doing the worm, and I thought maybe we'd see a few more, at least, kind of go through that whole, like, let's get a few more, like, character intros or something. But then the rest of them, they just sort of showed tiny snippets of, like, Jacob did, like, his mortgage broker little spiel, and
that was genuinely funny to me.
Right,
like, nothing else was, like, I was willing to call a talent, but like that, I was a big fan of. I was not a fan of Meatball. I was not a fan of that guy last year week because he was like, I like when women take care of themselves, if you know what I mean. Like,
right.
But I thought that was quite clever.
It showed a different side to him, which is what his real job is. And it was unexpected. It totally didn't fit in with what you would think he would do. So
yeah, like I thought he was going to do like a Chippendales dance chair. Totally. And I think that's what he was setting it up to look like. So I thought that was funny. Like that did make me do an LOL.
Yeah. We saw a couple people juggling. Then we get introduced to the villain of the episode, Chris, who says that he wanted to show that he's into sports, music, and leadership. So the way he did that, dribble a ball to a beat and tell the guys that they had to clap along with it.
Leadership.
Right. And then
it was so weird. He was like, my hobbies are like basketball, music, and leadership. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he really demonstrated a lot of leadership this episode.
Yeah, he leadershipped himself right out the door.
Exactly. So we'll get to that. Meatball pouring marinara sauce on himself.
Disgusting. Just like, frankly, disgusting. And I have something like something that gives me the ick is the smell of cold tomato based things.
Yeah.
So like I will eat ketchup, but I hate the smell of it after I've used it. Or like, when I worked in restaurant, having to refill ketchups like made me want to gag.
Right.
And because it comes in a big bag that you just like put on the wall and there's like a thing. The one time I accidentally like opened it and it all just spilled out on my shoes. So then I smelled like ketchup and I wanted to gag. Yeah. And then like the thought of marinara sauce all over somebody like made me want to like truly puke.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Like, if I forget, like, that I got drive through and there's, like, a ketchup packet in my car the next day, oh, it's the worst.
Well, it smells so gross. Like, that and, like, banana peels. Like, those are two scents that I'm, that, like, feels weird to be weirded out by, but I hate both of those smells. Or if you've
ever forgotten, it's happened to me once where I forgot that I had a banana in a backpack.
Oh, God. I can't even look at a banana that's, like, starting to brown spot. Like, it grosses me out.
Yeah. I actually go in phases where, like, I can't eat bananas and then I'll, like, be, like, okay with them for a while again.
Yeah. I have to either, like, slice them up or just, like, throw them in a smoothie. Like, I can never just raw dog a banana.
I think I grew out of that for some reason.
There's no fruit that I just like straight up eat like to the mouth. I like apples I have to cut up back from my braces days, right? Like, you know, so I just always continue to cut them up. Oranges, like what psychopath just goes like mouth deep into an orange?
Right. Exactly. Kiwi, gotta slice that.
I don't know if I could eat kiwi.
Oh, really?
It's a little mushy for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm a texture girly and I can't do mush well, which is like another thing like bananas. If they are too far gone, I can't handle the texture.
No, same.
And that has been Snack Chat with you.
How about a mushy grape?
No. I feel all my fruit before I like eat it.
Yeah.
Like cherries, like even like peaches, I find too mushy. Like I love the taste of peach. I will not eat peach. I tend to gravitate towards nectarines, but they have to be a firm nectarine.
Yeah.
Plums have to be firm. I cannot eat a soft fruit.
I feel like we're those guys at the date where Gabby and Rachel were like, it was like talking to like cousins. Like, that's our small talk, fruit talk.
But we've been together for so long that it's like we have to find like new fun things to like talk about.
Exactly. So we saw that Colin talked about loving Harry Potter audible books and was really into the narrator, and Brandon talked about going to all these states. So I feel like these are also conversations that we could have.
I don't want to judge Brandon, but it was funny. He was like, I've been to almost every state. There are 14 I haven't been to. I'm like, that's like a chunk.
Yeah.
Like, if it's like five, okay, I'll give you that. But like 15 is like, you know, I don't know if I'd say if I was missing 15, if I've been to almost every state.
Right. But he's 23, so I guess.
And in his 23 years, I like when people admit that they listen to audiobooks. I think that's a great way to consume media. Mm-hmm. It is not my chosen format because I read faster than the people.
Oh, really? I thought you dabbled in them.
I don't. Yeah. I just read purely
podcasts in your ears.
I prefer a podcast again because like if there's a book, I can read it much faster than the audiobook, and that's just the way it is for me. Mm-hmm. I have so very few skills, and reading fast is one of them.
That's nice. Yeah, when I've done the audiobook, like, it's not the same as like when you're reading and you start to fall asleep with an actual book, because then you kind of know where you can like quick put a bookmark in and you know where you left off. But if you let the audiobook go, it's like, oh, I have no idea where this chapter
was.
Well,
and like, I wouldn't be able to fall asleep to something like that. Like, I am, my parents, when I was young, would try and get me to read before bed, but then they'd like wake up to go to the bathroom and I'd still be reading there at like 2 a.m. because I'm like, gotta finish it. So they stopped that. So like an audiobook, I'd be like wide awake, ready to rumble.
Right. Let's see. Back to the episode. So, as mentioned, Gabby and Rachel chose, I thought they'd choose more than this, but they chose, like, winners.
Well, yeah.
There's only 6 people that got to go back to their mansion. And it was Avon, Logan, Brandon, Jason, Johnny, and Colin. I was a little thrown off by some of these choices. Like, Colin, where did that come from?
Yeah. I also feel like if you went back to their mansion, you shouldn't have been allowed to go on the group date.
Hmm. Yeah. But I guess that was kind of like a mini group date. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. YOLO.
But that's a really small number for like to pick a group date rose out of, I felt like. And then mm-hmm. Rachel was already kind of regretting, like, wait, none of these guys really seemed like they're into me. I loved, this is how we got a little intro into Chris as the villain, where he kind of made this like backhanded or just passive aggressive comment like, oh, well, I guess there's people like me that they feel sure about and they don't need to a test, but you guys like have fun.
He is expectedly a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. What was his job? Like mentality coach or like something like that? Once I saw that, I was like, yeah, you are not a person I want to hang out with. And now that we've seen this episode, I also know that he's the one who called the women females last episode.
Right. Yeah. Red flags all around. So, I'm wondering if maybe like with calling someone like Brandon and Colin, who we saw actually be eliminated at the end of this episode, if it was sort of like, neither of us have really talked to them. This will give us a little more time with them. So it seems like they want to actually like have reasoning before they let someone go. Like, okay, we've both like felt it out with them, tested the vibes. And then like at this stage, they're still kind of deciding together who makes the cut.
When do you think it transitions over?
It seems like it should happen soon.
Yeah, because I feel like they're very quickly like having two camps, which is fine and whatever. But yeah, I feel like we can't keep it up for much longer without them like calling their shots.
Right. So we see Rachel say that she's interested in getting to know Jason, and he right away says that he kind of just says, like, you know, you seem great, but I felt a connection with Gabby and that's what I want to pursue. What did you think of his approach there?
I appreciate it. I think it's great to be upfront and honest. I worry for Rachel. I don't totally know if she has the emotional maturity for this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Gabby is the correct person to be along with her in the journey, because I think Gabby's always going to try and, I don't know, calm her down or, you know, do right by her.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It'll be interesting for sure.
Right. And they're, you know, Rachel is 5 years younger, and it does seem like just getting that kind of message early on is affecting her. And then we have seen in the previews that that's going to happen again. So I'm a little worried that the producers just are like seizing that opportunity, like putting her in situations where she might feel that. I wouldn't put it past them.
No, definitely not.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We also saw a moment with Gabby and Johnny making out. He was the one who Rachel commented that she liked that he was wearing a pilot hat with his Speedo. And then they asked him who he would rather kiss. And he said, can I answer both? And they both liked that answer. What did you think of him?
I think that is the right answer. I think you don't want to like publicly stake your claim at this point.
Right.
I think we're still at the point where everybody should be talking to everybody.
Right. They made it seem like maybe Rachel was spotting them, but it probably wasn't. It was probably just like the way they spliced together, but because it was right yeah. after she was like feeling self-conscious about Jason, letting her know that he was just for Gabby. Then we have a moment with Logan, who was kind of, you know, dipping his toes in both sides on night one, does the same thing here, and he kisses both of them. So Rachel kisses him, and he seemed like he had like a whole, like his moves lined up, like, oh, you're so brave, like you're doing this thing after what you've been through.
I don't trust him.
Me either. Because then yeah. with Gabby, it was like, oh, you're so funny, but I can tell there's something underneath. Like he just comes in with these lines.
Yeah. And I wonder, do you think Gabby told Rachel, like, oh, I've also kissed him? Or do you think she just was like, okay, like now I'm going to reconsider Logan?
Yeah. We weren't shown her saying like, oh, yeah, me too. So maybe like out of sensitivity to Rachel, maybe knowing that like she that wouldn't be taken well, but it doesn't seem like something she would hide either. So
mm-hmm. yeah, I wonder if like Gabby in that moment kind of was like, okay, like I know Rachel's feeling a little self-conscious right now, so like let's not be like, oh, the one guy who's kissed you tonight has also kissed me. Like I think at another point she probably was like, yeah, I have also kissed him, just as like a heads up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think Rachel mentioned it because she knew that Gabby was into him night one. So, but again, it's like, that's kind of part of the show, but it just feels weird the way he's going about it.
Yeah.
Then we kind of see, I don't really know how that night comes to an end, but I guess they give out group date roses, Johnny and Logan. So it seems like Rachel didn't really hit it off with anyone besides Logan that night. So she gives it to Logan, and then Gabby gives it to Johnny. And then we get the first one-on-one date for Logan V. It says love is in the air. So I thought it was going to be like Rachel, like doing the pilot thing or some kind of date like that. But it's the zero gravity plane ride that we've seen with Nick and Vanessa on his season.
Our good friend Emily messaged me. Mm-hmm. Can you guess how much it is take part in this?
Wow. Couple thousand?
$8,200 per person.
Oh my God.
How much do you think it is to have your wedding in there?
Wow. First, why would you do that? That doesn't seem like, I don't know. That's too gimmicky, I think, but I have no idea.
$50,000.
$225,000.
Gosh. Like, if you had if you had $225,000 to spend on a wedding, like, I don't think this is your taste.
Right. Like, go somewhere else. Like, travel, do a destination wedding, pay for people to come.
Yeah, you could, like, buy a villa out in Italy and pay for all your besties and have, like, a 10-course meal for that.
Right. Go to all-inclusive somewhere in Mexico. Like, just...
Yeah, buy out the resort. Buy the resort.
Buy the Paradise Resort.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, it's interesting because, okay, now knowing that, like, this high-budget date, and then just knowing like kind of the precedent that it was Nick and Vanessa and it seemed like so romantic, then it was a total shocker that he ends up getting eliminated. They also had a private concert that they didn't even get to.
Yeah, it felt like a big shocker because he was very much expected to, like, for me, that it made sense. He was the first person. He was the most outwardly like, hey, I am here for you, Rachel. And like, yeah. They seemed to. And maybe, and you know, looking back on it, he didn't seem to like take any initiative in mm-hmm. the first week to be like, hey, like, can I kiss you? So like maybe the chemistry had just kind of been off, but mm-hmm. Rachel just really liked that he said like, hey, I'm here for you. And she was kind of riding on that high.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it's like, it just wasn't super dynamic, but it just seemed abrupt to say goodbye to him. And maybe now like seeing some of Rachel's tears about it and feeling guilty about sending him home. I mean, I wonder if part of it was that like it totally wasn't expected, like, you know, even with the producers, like she's probably saying like, oh yeah, like I'm definitely into him. Like he's somebody I want to keep around. And you know, like that's who you would choose for a date like that.
Do you think he said something or like what happened that the switch flipped so quickly? Like it seemed like she was all of a sudden just like, no, I don't feel it.
Yeah. I mean, their conversation was about like him, like growing up and talking about how he had to kind of take care of his siblings a little bit when his parents divorced, but it wasn't like a super deep conversation. I don't know if he like gave off like young vibes, you know, she's already young, but if she felt like, okay, he's like a little bit like less mature than me, or if just that like conversational chemistry wasn't there, maybe the kissing like, was awkward in a zero gravity. If that's the only time you kiss and like you don't line up quite right or you're bumping into things, maybe it's not as romantic as like Nick and Vanessa made it look.
Yeah, I'm just not sure what happened here.
Okay, and then what was strange to me too is like, shouldn't technically like Gabby weigh in? Is it just like so clear where she's like, I don't like him?
Well, it's funny because Ethan said the exact same thing. He's like, well, shouldn't she go back? Like, shouldn't he go back to the mansion and like go back in Gabby's school? But I wonder if they like had the discussion beforehand of like, hey, I don't really have any interest in these guys, but it seems like you do. And like, you don't have any interest in these guys, but I do. So like, if you say goodbye, I'm fine with it.
But I could see almost any other guy, if that happens, being like, okay, well, can I pursue Gabby now? Like, and then that would be a good TV moment where they probably say, no, she's not going to want to, or, you know, like, give her a call and she shoots him down too or something. But,
or I wonder if because he like said, hey, I am interested in you and you alone, if it was just kind of like, okay, goodbye.
Right. But yeah, just structurally, it seemed like it didn't quite make sense. But yeah, that they even would it's not like that great of a moment to just have this private concert going and having nothing happening. Like, they obviously had to get their appearance in there.
Well, and do you think they're like, scratch the love ballad, sing a sad breakup song?
Right. Yeah. It did have a sad tone. I didn't totally catch the lyrics, but yeah, like, here's a, you can focus on something else. But it was really awkward for her to be like, yeah, and I had this private concert with Ashley Cook and Brett Young planned. Like, had to get that placement in there. And then weirdly, it cut to Gabby sitting in bed at one point during the montage.
Yeah, like, it looked like she was like crying.
That seemed like an editing error to me. Like, the editors forgot that that's just a Rachel focus moment. Yeah, it made it seem like, what would she be crying about?
Yeah, it was weird.
We also get a moment back at the house where Chris is talking to the guys. He says he plans to be in the final four, but it's a deal breaker if the woman sleeps with any of the other guys. And this just creates a whole thing.
Yeah. And I will say that I do think later when the guys were telling Rachel, like, this is what he said, I do believe it was a little bit mischaracterized of what he said about the aspect of, like, he wouldn't tell them that's a boundary until after it happened. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's what he meant, but every single other thing was completely batshit bananas.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything else he said, where, like, when he was like, I'm going to be in the, like, even mentioning the fantasy suites, it was like, okay, like, let's not even get there. He's like, oh, I'm obviously going to be in the final four. Like, it is a given. Like, I am great. Like, everyone's going to pick me. I'm going to be in the final four.
Is that part of the mentality coach thing? Like, you just verbalize it and you're manifesting it or something?
I guess so. Maybe. I don't have a mentality coach, nor am I looking for one personally.
I think they're a good advertisement.
And yeah, and like, he was being cagey with the guys, which I think was like his right to be cagey with the guys about how he was going to communicate that boundary with them, with the women. Mm-hmm. But he just did come off like an absolute maniac.
Right, right.
Like, I don't want anyone to think I'm on his side, even just like a tiny little bit. But like, I do feel like later what he said was with that one specific aspect was a little bit mischaracterized.
Yeah. Yeah. Just kind of ridiculous to be talking about that at that stage, talking about it to the other guys. Like, maybe talk about it in your ITM. I'm like, yeah, I know I'm going to be there, but
yeah. Or like, and they're right. They're like, we haven't even had a conversation with you and you're already talking about whether or not we're going to have like sex with people. Like, don't.
Right. We see the next person to get selected for a one-on-one date is Nate. I was excited for Nate to get this. He was so shocked.
I was so excited as well. I love their energy together. Like, I feel like they have very similar energies and really bring that out in each other. And I think, like, just like a joyfulness, like, they're both excited to be here. They're both excited to participate in whatever activity, but they're also able to have a serious conversation and talk about things.
Mm-hmm. And it was an interesting start to the date where Nate shows up to the house that Gabby and Rachel are staying at.
This was so awkward. Yeah. By interesting, you mean like painfully awkward,
well,
right?
And it's like, well, why would it start out there until you realize, like, oh, the house has its own helicopter pad. Yeah, so that's course. Why. I
mean, who doesn't? But it was weird that, like, hey, Rachel, oh, yeah, you're one of my guys too, technically. But, right. Oh, yeah, my date last night didn't go well, but yep, you guys have a good time. Here,
let's all toast together. Yeah. Yeah. So then we have to get Rachel commenting, like, oh, I can see, like, how she looks at him and stuff. It was like she was a chaperone.
Yeah. And Gabby wears her heart on her face, and she very much, you could tell she was into Nate. Like, I just adored Gabby's honesty in her facial expressions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they go on a helicopter. They take that helicopter to a hot tub somewhere and they make out, you know, they just have like fun chemistry. Like, he talks about how he likes her silly voices. He does those too. So I agree. They have like similar sense of humor and just that energy. Then they have dinner. I think it's at like a train depot or something, Union Station.
So I think this is I think it's the former train station turned into a event space.
Okay.
This was a space used in an episode of Top Chef a couple seasons ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was a cool space. This is where we all learn, and Gabby learns that, well, I think Nate mentioned it in an ITM that he was going to tell her that he has a daughter, but that's the first we kind of learned about it, because typically we'd get an intro package of these guys and know a little more about them coming in. But yeah, that was kind of a surprise.
And I think it's something we mentioned in the preview, like, oh, it doesn't look like there's any dads here.
Right, right. Yeah. So he mentions that he has a 6-year-old daughter. I really liked how we get to hear Gabby's thoughts on this, that it's like, I'm not sure how I feel about that, but am I there yet? But I don't have to know right now. It's not like I'm going to quick eliminate him. I can still get to know him. We're getting along great, but that's not something I have to decide today if I am ready for that.
I also love the way she discussed it. I just really enjoy the way Gabby goes about things. Like, I think she's blunt without being harsh. I think she's like great at explaining where she's at mentally. I think she is has like good expectations of where she should be and when. But like she's in her 30s, right? Like that's what you get. And I feel like as much as I adore Rachel, I don't think we're going to be able to get that kind of commentary from her. Like she wasn't even able to really explain why she didn't like Jordan.
That's true. Yeah. We don't have that kind of clarity. Like we can really
tell. She just like shut down.
Yeah. And we can really tell when she's like really into someone. Like we knew like night one, okay, she's obviously into Tino. But yeah, it's not really like explained why. It's just like, oh, he's my type. Whereas Gabby, it's like, seems like she said, like she's doesn't really have a type. She's dated all different types of people, but she can really kind of give us that clarity when she is discussing it. Yeah. Anything else?
I wonder. I wonder if Gabby has like gone through therapy.
I think so, because she was talking about not having a great relationship with her mom, and she was kind of relating to Nate and just that she's so close to her dad, and I imagine like going through some of that. Yeah, I kind of forgotten like about that story from Clayton's season, just like
I kind of did too. Yeah, just the way she speaks about things is like you're almost getting like an outside view of like her what's going on in her head, and it just feels very like therapy speak in the best way.
Yeah,
like she just has the tools to be able to express how she feels.
Definitely. Yeah, so that was a great one-on-one date. He obviously gets the rose, and then we get a legit cocktail party before the rose ceremony. This time around, they don't cancel anything, and we see a lot more of those kind of mini dates. Did anybody stand out to you from these little interactions at that cocktail party?
I loved when Rachel was like guiding the one guy into how to putt while the guy was like sitting for some reason. Like it was a really awkward setup, but I thought it was like cute and weird.
I think that was Zach, someone that was totally invisible night one.
I also liked, I don't know, like Eric had some sort of like blanket for kind of built. They look so cute. Like I just think they're really cute together, and I feel like I'm being swindled.
Yeah, maybe because he was like he was the one that kind of similar to Logan, we're like, is this guy going to be a villain? Seems to be going after both, but maybe like that was just a night one thing, and maybe he's just kind of zeroed in on Gabby now. Who knows? Tyler had the basketball games, which apparently is his business. I don't know if he was the entrepreneur or something, but that's what he owns on like in the Jersey Boardwalk is carnival games. And then what did you think about Mario? So he had Gabby's first impression rose, but the focus on this episode was like, yeah, I got the first impression rose from Gabby, but like now's the chance to get to know Rachel, you know.
I think that's completely fair. I think in this situation, I think he should do that. I think he very much should not pigeonhole himself as a Gabby guy. And I don't think he should be like shoving it in Gabby's face or anything. But I do think like it is important to have a conversation with Rachel just to see why not. Like you don't know what you could be missing out on.
Right, right. I thought it was interesting though that he was down to the last rose. So that maybe like didn't play well with Gabby, or it was just for dramatic effect?
Yeah, I think it was just dramatic effect, honestly. They're like, because I feel like they've gotten rid of some of those producer plants who you think would like be kind of fighting or whatever. Like, they've gotten rid of those guys. So they're kind of just like, okay, like, what can we do to cause some drama?
Yeah. And I think maybe on another season, like Meatball would be that last person, but it doesn't seem like the guys hate him or anything. So it's not like they're like, oh my God, Meatball made it through. Like I'll feel terrible if he makes it over me or something. Like, no one's saying anything negative about him. Otherwise they'd probably do something like that, because he's such a like gimmick, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also get the guys lose a little time because we have to get Gabby and Rachel informed about what Chris is doing and saying. So Quincy kind of leads this charge. He says that whoever overheard Chris and doesn't say something could be keeping secrets from their wife. Do you think it's to that degree, or is this a case where, yeah, you should say something?
That feels extreme. Do I feel like it should be said? I mean, probably. I don't know. Like, we are not big fans of taking time to talk about other guys, but I do feel like this is information that is pertinent to Gabby and Rachel's journey. Not that I don't think that they would have been able to see his BS pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess it's like fine. It's, you know, it's early on enough, and it's not like, it's not shit talking for the sake of shit talking. Like, it's a genuine concern.
Right. And aside from like that little misinterpretation of what he said, like, he did say this in front of all these people.
Yeah.
And they questioned him. They kind of gave him some outs too. Like, we saw Nate kind of explain to him why this is not okay. It's controlling. We saw,
I love the way Nate spoke about it. And he like gave concrete points and was like, hey, like, you know, blah blah blah. And I like that he said, like, you know, guys like you, he said, basically said, like, guys like you ruin the shine of like so many wonderful women.
Yeah. And then even Logan is saying, like, you know, you might not know that you're coming off condescending, but that's just kind of the way it's feeling. And he just, you know, kept on going with it. He stood his ground and talked over people, and
he sure did.
Yeah. So I don't really fault them in this case for saying something. Also, it's so early on. He wasn't a front runner, despite what he thought. So mm-hmm. It's like, why not just save a spot for somebody else if he was just going to, someone that they never really got to talk to, and they don't know that he's going around and saying all these things. So they tell Rachel, and then she pulls Gabby, explains it, and then they pull Chris aside, confront him, and yeah, he doesn't really have a defense for himself. So
I love Gabby, man. Like, I love her. She just like was like, I felt like she stayed so cool, calm, and collected through it, and like was like, okay, so what's your point here, and blah blah blah. Like, I really enjoy her a lot. Big fan.
Yeah. And they both had the appropriate reaction of just like being grossed out of why he was talking about it at this stage. Like,
yeah,
why? Like, this is week two. I know it moves fast here, but yeah, why is that a discussion? We've never even had a conversation.
I also loved when they eventually did send him out, I just love them together, and I hope it continues. But Rachel just looked over to Gabby, was like, you handled that so well. Like, and Gabby was like, you handled it so well. Like, I am so proud of you. Like, they're right. So cute.
Yeah, that is fun. And then, yeah, escorting him out and kind of like making sure he gets out the door. But he managed to find his way back in.
Ew, like, just leave. It was so weird. And he tried to, like, call his own meeting with the guys. And I'm genuinely shocked that they entertained it. Maybe they hadn't heard yet that, like, he had gotten kicked out by the girlies.
Right. Yeah, I don't think all of them knew. But then all
I
the
like
guys...
that as soon as, like, Rachel Gabby stomped up and was like, actually, we kicked you out.
Yeah.
And Nate gets up and he's like, okay.
That's all that needs to be said. Like, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, loving Nate. Before the rose ceremony, I thought this was really odd. We get an ITM of Ryan. So Ryan is the guy from Boston who seemed to really have chemistry with Gabby. He's an older guy, and he had the whiteboard and teaching her the Boston accent. And so he was a lot of people's kind of front runner, not front runner, but just like, okay, he'll probably be around a while with Gabby. We hear him saying, like, I'm all in on Rachel. She's my dream girl. I've never seen the two of them interact.
She's so young compared to you.
Exactly. So he ends up not even making the cut. So I thought that was odd.
I thought it was odd as well.
Yeah. So we go into the rose ceremony. Jason, Avon, Eric, Zach, Jordan, Quincy, Michael, Tino, Jacob, Tyler, Termaine, Hayden, Meatball, Kirk, Spencer, Alec, Ethan, and Mario get roses. So we say goodbye to Ryan, the one I just mentioned, Brandon, Matt, we never knew him, John, the one that called them the wrong name, Justin, the barefoot guy, and Colin, the Harry Potter Audible book guy. So any shockers there? Besides, I was shocked by Ryan, but
I was more shocked at like people who didn't end up going. Like I thought Ethan was probably going to go. I thought Termaine was probably going to go.
Yeah. And we had bonus questions from George this week where it was like, predict who's going to go. So I definitely had Termaine on my list. So I didn't get that point. We have not seen Termaine speak, I don't think.
No, and like he's a crypto something or other, crypto pusher.
Yeah, so I thought
so
he'd
I'm
be
interested
like,
to see.
Yeah, I thought that'd be a character in some ways, but yeah, that is that. Oh, and then they have the meatball scene at the end. It kind of gave me Big Brother vibes, where it's like Rachel was like, "Well, if he feeds us every week, I think he'll stay around till the end," because he was giving them spaghetti and meatballs, and they had like their own little dinner date together.
Yeah, I thought that was cute.
All right. Anything else about the episode before we get into questions in the draft?
I don't think so.
Nothing really stood out to me from the preview, but I could just be forgetting.
I feel like the content we got in the preview kind of stretched over the next couple of weeks, but maybe I'm wrong.
Right. All right. Let's get into questions. All right. So this is from George. Here the aforementioned questions that he sent us to get bonus points on the draft. Here are the results from last week's questions. Who will kiss more guys? Everyone guessed Gabby. They each kissed four guys, so I gave everyone credit. Will any guy kiss both Gabby and Rachel? Everyone guessed yes, and Logan did. Who would go on a one-on-one date? Amy and Tori said Avon. Haley said Jordan V, which was correct. Who would get a group date rose? Amy guessed Tino, Haley said Nate, and Tori said Alec. No one got the right answers of Logan or Johnny. Who will get the villain edit? Amy and Haley both said Eric, Tori said Jacob, but it was clearly Chris. Yep, that is correct. Who gets sent home? Amy guessed the most with Colin, Chris, John, and Justin B right and only wrong on Termaine. Haley was right with Colin, offset by wrong answers of Ethan and Termaine. Tori guessed wrong with Meatball. The closest guess of group date activity. Amy guessed a school classroom date. Haley guessed a picnic style games. Tori guessed a relay race, and he gave credit to Amy for that one. After week two, the draft scores are Tori only scored 10 bonus points. However, thanks to a strong showing from Nate's one-on-one date, Tori is in first with 74 points. The struggle for Tori is she lost half her team tonight with all five of her bottom picks going
down.
Oh my gosh. I don't recall seeing someone lose so many in one night, but hey.
I feel like one season I lost a lot in one night, but then my final like four were like strong. There for a long time.
Yeah, so Nate is a good pick on her behalf. But to her credit, at least all five of those were her bottom five. Amy scored 22 bonus points, moving her in second place with 73, only 1 point behind Tori. Amy lost Matt, leaving her with 8 players. Haley received 15 bonus points. Jordan V didn't help her with his one-on-one date. Haley is in third with 66 points. She lost Jordan V and Chris, so she's down to 6 players. All right, let's get our bonus questions. So sorry, everyone, last week we didn't get them in time for the pod, so we didn't get to go through them, but here are some bonus opportunities for next week based on the previews. Number one, the group date is possibly a wedding themed photo shoot. Who gets the date rose?
I'm going to go with Jordan H. I feel like we got a lot of content from him this episode, but not necessarily talking to the girlies. So I'm wondering if next week he'll kind of shoot out a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good guess. See, I'm torn, but give me Jason because I could see if he starts standing out to Gabby. Good one. That was somebody that they both liked, but he said he was all in on Gabby, but we haven't seen them yet together. So, number two, Gabby is seen talking to her grandpa. Which guy will she single out to him as her front runner?
I don't know if she'll say like front runner, but I think she'll be like, this is who I gave my first impression rose to. This is who I gave, like, this is who I went on my first date with.
Okay. So you're thinking like
one of those, Mario or Nate. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It depends who's on the date, but I'll say Nate also, just as a safe choice. Like, oh yeah, I already, like, he has a daughter or something, you know, something that you can point out. How many times on this episode will a man tell Rachel or Gabby they care more about the other woman?
Just once.
Okay. I'm going to take the over on that. I'll say twice. With Chris gone, who becomes the new villain of the house?
I think Jacob.
Okay. I'll throw in Logan now.
Okay, good one.
Will any men leave mid-show this week?
No.
Okay. I'll say yes, just to have a different answer, but I probably not. number six, will we get a traditional rose ceremony ending to the show or the dreaded to be continued?
I think we're going to start the rose ceremony and then get a to be continued.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I think maybe we'll start getting the, like,
like something dramatic happening.
Yeah. Or like the first person to be like, I choose. One of the things we saw in the preview was like, actually, like, I'm more interested in Gabby. And then Rachel leaves. And then that's where the episode cuts off.
It'll be like when Meatball turns her down and it's like,
yeah,
oh my
yeah,
gosh,
I think
even that, Meatball think, doesn't like me.
Yeah, I think somebody's going to turn her down and then she leaves. And that's where we're going to have to be continued.
That's a smart call. I'll just go with my wishful thinking that we'll have a traditional rose ceremony ending next week. All right. Thank you, George. Follow at GeorgeCTV to see the draft results each week. And then he does send Tori the questions. Tori is just a champ. She's following through each week. So she answers those to George.
I love that it's like a sneaky way that we force her to watch the show every week.
Right. Otherwise, she'll just be like picking blind.
Yeah.
All right. Tim Shields wants to know, which artist or artists would you want to serenade you while you are awkwardly meandering around the back of a large empty theater shortly after dumping a guy and feeling all guilty about it?
Probably Taylor Swift, right? Because then she'd write a song about it and then she could hold me as I cried.
Oh, that's a good answer.
I feel like she'd be like a good hang on The Bachelor.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be a great get for them. Josh Creek, is this going to be the shadiest Chiron season ever? Quincy got the totally does this all the time. And there was one making fun of Meatball wanting to be called that. And at least one more that I saw.
Chris got tone deaf as his Chiron.
Tone deaf. Yeah. I did not notice them in the episode. Like, I don't know. Like, now I'm going to know to tune into them. But I totally missed that. But I heard about them. So I think that's fun. It gives a little VIP energy to it. But do you think they would do that to anyone who's a front runner?
No.
So yeah, it almost kind of signals like, okay, we're okay to make fun of these people.
Yeah.
Not that I thought that Chris or Meatball or Quincy were front runners at all, but
no, and not that I thought like any of them were like cruel, really. I mean Tone Deaf wasn't like kind, but
right. It just shows them kind of as like their characters. And Justin Feinberg, are you a fan of canned sauce or ..
I will say I don't do canned sauce. I will do jarred sauce. And if I am making my own sauce, I will use like canned crushed tomatoes or whatever.
Same. Yeah. But I feel like Rachel, by saying canned, she was including jarred in there.
Yes, I agree. I'm really sensitive. Earlier to the fruit chat, like, I'm really sensitive to certain scents, and like, I feel like I have a pretty good like sense of taste, and so I can really taste like the tinniness and things. So I don't always like gravitate towards canned stuff, and I can't use plastic Tupperware because I can like taste it. It like grosses me out. Like I have to use glass containers to store food in.
Do you think?
But yeah, I'm not above buying my sauce at the store.
No, that's how I make sure I always have something on hand, like an easy meal.
Yeah. And like we'll make our own sauce sometimes, but like we always also have it ready to rumble.
Do you think Grocery Store Joe is going to reach out to Rachel to do an advertisement for his jarred tomato sauce? Like, oh, I never do jarred sauce, but this is the real deal.
Maybe. No, I don't think. Okay. So actually, you know, it's funny. Speaking of Grocery Store Joe.
Yeah.
One of my mother's favorite interior design YouTubers, Alexandra, I think her last name's Gator, did like a collab with Joe and Serena in New York City to do their apartment.
Oh, really?
And my mom thinks Joe's an asshole.
Oh, really?
She's like, he sucks. So I'm like, yeah, he's not like the best always.
Was it like on a show or something?
No, it's just like this woman has a YouTube channel where she goes in and like she does a lot of like she's based in Toronto, so she does a lot of like Toronto apartments for renters and how to like kind of redo stuff as a renter. She actually has like I like her style a lot. I think if you like interior design, that's a good YouTube channel to watch. And I just haven't watched that video yet, but I probably will.
Interesting. I saw them show like before and afters, but yeah, I didn't pick up on that. It was like, obviously it would be like sponsored by something or, you know, like some kind of collab.
Yeah, for sure.
Justin Feinberg, based off what you saw in the pageant, which of these guys is most likely to be like Daniel from BB24 and inform the women that they brought a Magnum condom because the regular condoms the show provided are not good enough for them? And why was it Chris?
I was going to say Chris. I didn't even read this question before throwing it into the document. I would have said Chris,
mentality coach, he would mentally believe that that was the case anyway. So
guess what, Amy, for the first time in like years, I am fully caught up with Big Brother.
Oh really? I think I am too, actually. Because it doesn't really interfere with The Bachelor, like, right? Because it's like there's nothing on Monday, nothing on Tuesday, so we have like Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday where we're not tied up with other shows, right? So
And I have like I have a quieter job now. And I can like have things on while I'm working, so it's an easy thing to throw on.
How long do you think this will last? Do you think that'll make it that season?
Or? I don't know, because I almost like gave up after episode one. I think it'll just be nice to like, I think I'll probably pick one day a week and just like catch up on all the episodes on that one day while I'm working kind of thing.
But being caught up on the episodes is different than this. I'm assuming this moment from Daniel was a live feed moment because I don't remember that from the show.
Well, yeah. And I usually know what's going on the live feeds anyway, like even if I'm not watching, just because I just like to keep up with things.
Yeah. And I don't think any of the women are into Daniel. So not that I've seen anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this was fun as always getting to share.
I have some Doug takes.
Yes. Get those first.
Okay. It was Doug's birthday this week. So happy belated birthday, Doug. Oh my God, I missed your birthday. Did I text you for your birthday?
I don't remember.
A dick I am. Happy belated birthday. Oh my God, I am the worst friend. Sorry about that.
No, not even worry about it.
Whoops. Sorry, everyone. Just a month late on that one. Would you rather light yourself on fire or sleep outdoors in your clothes on a couch and then try and look out together on a nationally televised dating show? Oh yeah, because there's not enough beds in the house because there's too many men's. I am fine with sleeping outdoors and then trying to look presentable the next day.
Yeah, I think that would be the move to in LA to be outside, but I guess it gets pretty cold at night.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. I get too hot at night. Like, I cannot sleep with my feet under the blanket.
Yeah.
I mean, if anyone follows me on Instagram @hstrong_, you've probably come across my chronicles of having to sleep with an ice pack at my feet. Were you more impressed by the men's confidence in their Speedos or Ethan's thirsty triathlon bathing suit photo on Instagram? Oh. Good thing Ethan doesn't listen to this because, Doug just called him out. Ethan ran a triathlon this past weekend. Imagine having that kind of fortitude or desire to do things.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, it's enough to get up and cheer them on.
For the record, the zero gravity date is my dream date. I know I'd throw up, but I'd love to experience weightlessness. But with that said, I think Rachel should have sent Jordan home during the date and made him jump out of the plane. Then she could have enjoyed a weightless performance of the Tenniel Arts cover band instead of seeing them later on.
Yeah, it seemed fine on that portion of the date. So I have to think of something from dinner.
I don't know. What happened to the weird people that are normally around for a few weeks? Instead of listening to Chris talk down to the two leads, couldn't we just bring back the Waboom guy? Yeah, like, I feel like we just don't have that many weirdos this season.
Yeah. You know what? I was just thinking, like, are we losing, like, the old couple that gives advice now, too, because of COVID? Like, we don't have, like, that
maybe
traditional thing that we always have. But, yeah, I don't know if just, like, the weird people aren't panning out how they think. Or if they just love having villains instead.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they are really like kind of nose diving into the villain edit rather than the like weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather dump spaghetti sauce on yourself one time or have paper clips for earrings like Nate for the rest of your life? I think I got to do the spaghetti sauce one time.
Yeah, because paper clips could get caught on something.
Well, yeah,
it looks cool, but
and I only have like the top of my ear pierced, so like to have paper clips up there,
that one,
and to get it caught and like brushing your hair, like I would have no ear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you had to date one of the men, who would be your pick so far? If I were to pick one of the leads, it would be Rachel, but they are both great, and this seems like the most vanilla boring group of men yet.
Right.
Sigh, the drama continues next week. If I had to pick one guy, I think against my better judgment, I might pick Eric.
Okay.
And hate myself for it.
Well, we haven't seen anything too terrible from him yet. Like,
no, but I feel like it's coming. I feel like either he's going to say something on the show or there's going to be a Reddit thread or something. Mm.
But do you remember like Ari season, Chelsea was really weird the first night and kind of villainy edit, and then she was like the nicest person the rest of the season, so maybe just because we haven't seen too many people, I think Nate would be my pick so far.
Like, yeah, he's really fun.
Yeah, he's really cute, really fun. I probably have the same like queries as Gabby, like, am I all ready for a 6-year-old? But you know, hey, he's got a lot of great qualities.
Yeah. And then what did he ask another question on that? No, he didn't. Yeah, that's it from Doug.
All right. Well, Haley, where can people find you and what have you been up to?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. If you want to check out what I am reading, you can check out my Bookstagram at The Strong Library. You might see one of the featured authors on there soon on our podcast in the coming weeks. Ooh, so I'm really excited about that.
Nice tease.
Yeah. So we'll see. Yeah. But other than that, just living the dream, hanging out, looking outside, enjoying air conditioning.
Yes. All right. You can follow me on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper. Until next time.
Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.